weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home.
Friday night, and I'm pleased to welcome not one, but two guests to the studio who we're going to have a little chat with. They're also going to play us some music. One is Minnie Birch, and the other one is Sycamore Sykes. Yeah, I got that right. And they're both going to be performing at Hot Numbers tonight, which, for those who don't know, is right at the other end of Gwydir Street. So welcome to you both.
Hello.
Thank you for coming in. Do you have much trouble finding us, which can be occasionally a difficulty for people out of town?
No, you sent us perfect instructions. It was just the traffic.
Apparently, it's not traffic today.
See, I think it's normal. It's as far as I can work. That's normal. That's Fridays. It tends to ease off. It's not as bad as the rest of the week. No, but anyway, that's fine. It's you're here now, and you don't have too far to go to the gig. You could probably walk there as well.
Yeah, we will do.
Okay. But you're in the middle of a tour going around various other places. Nottingham, was it last night?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. We've only just started. We just did Sheffield, Leeds, and then Nottingham last night.
And how many more to go? Is it the stage when you're counting them yet or not?
Me and Sycamore Sykes just have two more shows together. And then I have another 2 weeks after that to go. Yeah.
You get another support in? Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, okay. And Sycamore, so you're sort of tagging along for the ride for the first little part of all of this.
I am, yeah. She said she was going on a tour and if I wanted to tag along, so...
How do you know each other in the first place?
We met playing for... There's a folk club in London called Lost Horizons.
Right.
And they both had us booked on the same night, and that's where we met. And then we've played, like, a bunch of shows together in the Fringe and other places. So we just kept in touch, really.
OK, I mean, you're from Hemel, is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, OK. How's Sycamore, where are you from?
Well, I live in the Lake District.
OK, nice. Yeah. That's good. A bit different here. You've got a few hills where you are.
Yeah, a few.
So you're both going to play separately, is that right? Is how it's going to work? So, Minnie, if I ask you to play us something to start off with, and then I'll have a bit more of a chat, and then bring Sycamore in to do a song as well.
Cool. Sounds great. I'd love to see you. I'm going to play a song called Glitter for you. Hope you enjoy. With your coat.
because I only run, I only run, I only run with those who tremble at my touch. I run, I only run, I only run with those who tremble at my touch. And you did not tremble.
Well, I like the ending as well, but I like the song. It's just, it kind of implies I didn't like the song if I say I like the ending, but you know what I mean? And the way it sort of, sort of hangs all of a sudden.
Thank you.
Yeah, I like that. We'll have a little chat and then we'll ask Sycamore to play some music for us as well. How did you get started in all of this?
Oh, music in general?
Yeah, music in general.
Well, my family are quite musical. Say, so my grandpa is a George Formby impersonator.
Is there still a demand?
He has had a very busy career doing that throughout his life, actually. But yeah, he gave all of his grandchildren, of which he's got like, gosh, I don't know, it's about 15 of us. He gave us all a ukulele when we were little and taught us some George Formby songs. So that's where it all started, really.
Do you still do George? I feel like asking for George Formby. No, I probably shouldn't.
You know, I don't know. I could maybe on ukulele, but I would probably have to read a songbook because I haven't played them for a long time. People do tell me that I should crack them out in a set, so maybe I should get one. That's not just... all of his songs are that appropriate nowadays, really, are they? A bit of their time.
Well, I suppose so. People don't really lean on lampposts at corners of streets as they usually tend to get on Tinder, really, at least at this point, rather than anything else, don't they? But musically, you had an album released last year, I think.
Yeah, that's right.
Sort of like a defining moment, if you like, on your musical journey.
Yeah, it was really exciting because you'd put a lot of sort of time and money into it. So when it's finally out and you're kind of giving it to people, and I really like the idea of physical music still. Like, I buy a lot of CDs. I like the idea of my music physically being in someone's house or someone then lending it to their friend. It's just, yeah, it's a really nice moment.
Putting it off the shelf or looking for something else and finding it there.
Yeah, I love the people that are downloading it too, don't get me wrong, but it's a nice idea. Like, once you give someone a CD, you don't quite know where that might end up. You know, they could lend it to a friend or, yeah.
Because CDs are an interesting thing with CDs now. They're almost kind of getting squashed, if you like, because on the one side we've got downloads from iTunes and other places, from streaming services. And on the other side of it, we've got this vinyl revival as well. And but I guess CDs are less likely to be damaged. And as you say, it's something you can take away from the gig.
Yeah, I like that. I mean, vinyl is a lovely format as well. I think I quite like artwork, really. So vinyl lends itself to that as well, because my dad does all the artwork to go with my music. Mm. So we sort of work on it together. So it's quite important for me. But when you download my music, you do get all the artwork in a PDF. So you don't miss out on it.
We've got two record decks up here, which get used from time to time. Indeed, two CD players as well. But most of the time, it's electronic, which is the way it tends to go. Well, what about you, Sycamore? How did you start on the way?
My granddad is also a George Formby impersonator.
No, you're having me on now. This is silly. I mean, we can't have two people related.
I just picked up guitar from an early age and kept with it, really. Mm. It's just a natural progression, then just started picking up other instruments, and then I had an album made at some point, and then I just kept doing it, to be honest. That's all there really was to it. There's no one... I mean, my dad was in a choir, but he's a really good singer. He's probably better than me. But apart from that...
What sort of choir? Because there's different types.
Like a sort of old church choir.
Okay. Nice to be in one of those.
Yeah. it's just me and my family that's attempting this old shenanigans, I suppose.
And do you have jobs, or is music your job?
No, music isn't my job, unfortunately. I do like graphic design stuff and various other.
So I'm assuming you do your own album covers.
Don't ask
Dad to do those.
I design everything myself, and I'm lucky enough. I work with my sister. We have a studio, so we can print everything ourselves, and we can sort of. It's all handmade, and it's all quite a nice process. So I also enjoy doing that bit of it as well.
Yeah, no, it's nice to add something else to the creative side. Well, look, let's do a song. We'll do some travel after that, then we can talk some more. But what are we going to play for us?
I'm going to play Muddy Rag, which is the first song off my latest album. Oh,
everybody sing with me. It's no secret that I can keep. I am down, all the way down. My big chief dies, then so must I. And who is left to live my life? I am proud, so very proud. Big Chief, I'm desperate, and these blues just feel so bad. If I can get a helping hand, not this muddy rag. So, my sister, oh, all lies, there's mud on yours, and mine, it's on your blouse. Your pretty blouse. So I need a clean white shirt, and I'm a gentleman amongst all this dirt, but it's red, so bloody red. And my days are numbered, and shame's a strange kind of noose. I've never known what I did or what I ought to do. So put more wood chips on my fire till smoke in plumes comes out my eyes. It's time to get rescue, time to go. Love my chic, I like your style. See, everyone I know knows that you are wild. Dear chic, you're lonely, I know. Yes, I get lonely too. The end of this day, there's nobody there. Oh, dear chic, you're lonely, I know, yes, I get lonely too. The end of this day, there's nobody there but you.
Thank you very much. We'll have a little chat again in a moment or two. Better do some other stuff first of all. So we've got two guests, me, Birch, and Sycamore Sykes. They're both playing the Hot Numbers Cafe at the other end of Gwydir Street, right at the Mill Road end, for those who are not quite sure where it is. And is it 7:30 start, or...?
Yeah, I think it kicks off about 7:30,
usually,
yeah.
Usually round about that time. You always tell when there's something going on there, swarms of people sort of spilling out into the road. Now, this time around, Sycamore is doing support for you, Minnie. But I gather you did some support for Joan Armour Trading sometime last year.
Yeah, I did.
How did that start?
She's so cool. It basically started, I did some support of her maybe a couple of years before that, where on her radio show, she used to have a show on radio, BBC Radio 2, she did like a shout out saying, I'm looking for support acts. These are the towns I'm playing. If you live in that town, send in a demo. And she took like 52 artists on a different person on every night of her tour to just give people that opportunity to,
oh, wow,
to play this sort of venue.
That's a pretty good way. So where did you end up playing with her?
I got to play at the first time was the Coliseum in Watford, which is like a beautiful venue. So that was lovely. And the Gordon Craig Theatre in Stevenage was one of them. So really beautiful spaces that, yeah, were like a dream come true to play in. Yeah, it's lovely.
Did you get Joan Armour Trading is an interesting artist insofar as, you know, she had the hits, she's done the hit thing, but now progressively it just built up an ever increasing and wonderful body of work. You probably know she played the Folk Festival last year, and that was, and she did that as just basically her a stool and the guitar, which was just tremendously stripped back.
Yeah, the first time I played with her, she had like her whole band, and then the last time it was, yeah, just her and her guitar, and both of them were just, yeah, fantastic experiences. She's quite, yeah, a wonderful creature, really. I really quite admire her and everything that she does to still be that excited about playing music, because she probably doesn't need to play her music. She does it because she loves to.
I was getting intrigued because, you know, certainly Jen Omer Trading and yourself, a generation at least apart, yet you still follow and enjoy and are clearly thrilled by the prospect of having been able to play support for her.
Yeah, I think she's one of those, yeah, timeless people that a lot of generations know her work. And I hope that carries on for the next generation, definitely. But I'm definitely old enough to have remembered her being, like, on Top of the Pops when I was tiny. So, yeah, I knew who she was. Obviously, listened to her shows. I was quite starstruck to be near her, let alone playing my music. And she was really so generous of spirit and time. She spent a lot of time talking to me, giving me advice, and she watched my set from the side of the stage, which was lovely, but it was a little
terrifying.
Bit off-putting.
It's kind of thing you want to discover later that she's been looking rather than sort of glance across during the second song and realise.
Really lovely women, and I'd love to think if I, you know, was ever in that position in my musical career to, like, pass a torch on like that, I'd do the same, because would have been easier for her to take one person, you know. It was a lot of logistics.
I was going to say, somebody had to handle quite a bit of paperwork to look after that one. Goodness, yes. And then how are you organising it tonight? Is it just, you know, you play a few and Sycamore plays a few and you play a few again, or...?
I think we're going to play it by ear because we've not been down to this venue before. So far, we've sort of been doing one of us plays a set and then the other one plays a set. But yeah, we're looking forward to tonight. We've heard really good things about the cafe from other bands we know that have played there and stuff. So we'll play it by ear when we get there.
And do you play together at all, or is it always separate?
It's usually separate. We did record a little cover of Jackson the other day for Forge TV. Which, you know...
TV, where are they?
It's in Sheffield.
Okay, so this is the equivalent of our Cambridge TV, presumably.
Yeah, possibly, yeah.
Forge, as in, I don't know, the cutlery, I suppose, for want of anything else.
I'm not sure.
Robbie should have asked
them. It's run by the university.
Okay.
So, I probably took it wrong. I thought, because they were all up-and-coming kind of producers and stuff, that it was kind of forging your way.
Oh, it could be. Yeah, it could be. Sure. I'm thinking Forge, metal,
it
cutlery,
might,
who knows?
That would probably make more sense. We didn't ask.
Can I tempt you to play together?
Give it a try.
Give it a try, if you want.
We'd only just learnt it, so I had the words, which I don't have now, but if I fail, Sycamore Sykes will pick up the words early.
Yeah, I do a good June Carter impersonation.
Okay, well, you know, I like springing things on people. The politicians I'm supposed to catch out, not the musicians.
Okie doke, then.
Let's give it a go.
All right. We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. And we've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. So I'm going to Jackson, gonna mess around. Oh, I'm going to Jackson, look out Jackson Town.
We'll go on down to Jackson. Go ahead and wreck your health. Go play your hand, you big talking man, and make a big fool of yourself. You're going to Jackson. Go comb your hair.
I'm gonna snowball Jackson.
See if I care.
When I breeze into that city, the people gonna stoop and bow. And all those women gonna make me just teach them what they don't know how. 'Cause I'm going to Jackson to turn loose my coat. Yes, I'm going to Jackson.
Goodbye, that's all she wrote. They'll laugh at you in Jackson, and I'll be dancing on a pony keg. They'll lead you round town like a scolded hound with your tail between your legs. You're going to Jackson, you big talking man. I'll be waiting in Jackson behind my J-Pay fan.
Well, now we got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout.
And we've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. So I'm going to Jackson, and that's a fact. Oh, we're going to Jackson, ain't never coming back. We're going to Jackson, ain't never coming back. We ain't got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. Ever since the fire went out.
That wasn't so bad, was it? Well done. Sigmund Sykes and Minnie Birch singing here, and also going to be hopping up the road to Hot Numbers a little later on tonight. I don't suppose you do Ghostbusters by any chance, do you? Because the man next door always likes a rendition of that.
Well, no, I was actually just thinking, do you know what? I hate young people who can play guitar. I only just started playing guitar a few years ago. I watch you youngsters. You've got all those years ahead of you, and you're just so talented anyway. Get out of our studio. Get out to Hot Numbers. And no Ghostbusters, but I am in the mood. I've lined up a load of 80s stuff. Everyone's going to change it anyway, so I'm not even going to tell you what I've got on the list. It always gets changed. I never get to play half the stuff. I'll see you after six. I'm in a good mood.
I can tell. Yeah,
no, I'm in a good mood. It's the end of the week. Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, good.
See you after six.
All right.
Ta-da.
That's Neil Whiteside. He's with you after six. Guys, thank you very much for coming in and playing for us. So, Cambridge tonight, and then when do you go your separate ways?
Last date is on Saturday.
Yeah,
okay.
Tomorrow.
And other places, because we're coming back this way at some point? Because you don't live too far away in the first place, do you?
I've got kind of Bedford, London, Watford. They would be the closest now to here that I'm playing on this tour.
Okay. That's good. Thank you both very much
for
coming in and having a chat. We really enjoyed that. It's always good to have some live music. So I wish you a good evening. Thanks very much for coming in. So Minnie Birks and Sycamore Sykes, as we say, both of them on at Hot Numbers tonight, and you can catch them sort of round about from 7:30. Right, we should go up to the top of the hour and Neil with the warm-up by quickly checking out what's happening as far as the travel is concerned, and A10 chittering. Heavy traffic there between School Lane and the A1123. A14 Girton going west. We've got slow traffic there. That's between Junction 31 and 29. So that's between the Girton Interchange and Bar Hill. And finally, in the city, or leaving it rather, Trumpeton Road going out of town between Brooklands Avenue and the High Street in Trumpeton. That's slow. No problems on the trains at the moment, or indeed the planes. So we're back with you then on Monday at 4. Don't forget, though, tomorrow afternoon, a couple of things to mark your card for, really. First of all, we've got the Eat Cambridge debate, which we recorded at the Cambridge Union last Sunday afternoon. That's going to be played out between 1 and 2:30. Dr. Sue Bailey is in the chair. Food writer Tim Haywood, nutritionist Dr. Mary-Ann Ha, the award-winning chef Alex Rushmore, also Ben Aveling of the Radmore Farm Shop, amongst the panel, and you'll be able to hear them discussing food and Cambridge and everything between 1 and 2:30. And then we've got a News Extra, that's a special on the new Cambridge North Station. That's between 2:30 and 3. Secretary of State for Transport, Patrick McLaughlin, the Managing Director of Network Rail, Richard Schofield, Cambridge MP Daniel Zeichner, and City Council leader Lewis Herbert involved in that. And Summer Saturday with Lee between 3 and 5 tomorrow. News is next.